Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The 4 Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The 4 Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, KEYS. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, this is such an important skill. Learning how to take focused, intelligent risks is vital to your ability to grow, to be successful. And it's not just about sort of financial or business success. I mean, even your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have in your personal life that's incredibly meaningful that you didn't get by taking a risk? Even your friends. Something as simple as me reaching out to you on Facebook saying, "Gareth, I saw that you're in Riverside. Do you want to have dinner?" There's a risk that you could have been like, "No, dude, I actually think you're a fucking idiot and I never liked you in high school."
That was the first message I was going to send.
Yeah, exactly. But then you're like, I feel bad for this guy living with his parents. Maybe I should go have dinner with him. The reality is, like, even making friends, right? Moving to a new city is a risk. Every single thing that you do in your life.
Oh, yeah.
The reality is risk is inseparable from every single thing that you want or have. I don't believe that you get anything without risk.
I'm Srini Rao, and this is the Unmistakable Creative Podcast, where you get a window into the stories and insights of the most innovative and creative minds who've started movements, built thriving businesses, written best-selling books, and created insanely interesting art. For more, check out our 500-episode archive at unmistakablecreative.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Unmistakable Creativity Hour. I am here with my co-host, Gareth. Gareth, what is going on today?
Hey, Srini. Not a whole lot on my end. How's it going?
I'm good. I just got back from Brazil. Back in the United States, kind of feels weird to be in a place where everybody's speaking English all the time after hearing nothing but another language for 4 months. But yeah, it's been a good time. So, basically trying to get back into the swing of a normal working routine, although my working routine there was fairly normal. In fact, it forced me to be much more deliberate about how I was doing everything.
Yeah, I bet it would be. Time on is like time on, right? And yep. So you get to go and play and have fun probably more than you would normally at home.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. Like, I think that one thing I remember you and I were talking right before I left when you're like, of course I would go and spend the summer in Brazil if I were in your position. Like, you don't have, kids, you don't have family, anything.
Right.
Like, why would you stay in Riverside all summer? And I'm like, that's a good point. Like, I've spent all this time, working for this freedom that I'm not taking advantage of. It's kind of funny how we actually get so stuck in patterns. Like, I noticed this. I don't know about you. Like, when I stopped working at a day job, I was like, wait a minute, I still work 9 to 5, even though I don't actually work at a 9 to 5 job. I don't even notice that pattern is so hard to break because it's so deeply conditioned into us.
It is. It's a funny thing you bring up because when before my youngest daughter was in daycare, I worked sporadically throughout the day. And now it's much more structured again because of that 9 to 5. And honestly, there's like almost a comfort zone there where you're like, well, it's comfortable to work in those hours, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, see, segues. So good at segues. We make segues from anything to anything else. So you mentioned comfort zone, which is a perfect segue into today's topic, which is risk tolerance. One of my personal favorites, one that I think, drives my parents absolutely insane. And I'm sure probably you've managed to drive people in your life insane with your risk tolerance. So why this topic in particular? Well, here's the thing that I think is fascinating to me about risk, right? Is that we see risk as this thing to avoid. We're like, oh, that's risky. And we kind of have these negative connotations about risk where it's like, oh, that person is doing a bunch of risky shit, like, doing, a bunch of drugs that are going to make them die or doing stupid things like that. But the thing is that I think risk is also contextual. And the reality is, no matter what it is in your life that you have that is worth having, it all involves a risk, right? Falling in love with somebody involves the risk of having your heart broken. Like, mm-hmm. There's a possibility that you want to ask somebody out on a date. They're going to say no. When you are a young kid applying to college, there's a possibility you're going to get rejected. There's a risk that you'll get rejected. And I remember I wrote this piece titled, you know, this essential skill that we should have learned in childhood that determines everything in adulthood. And the irony of that is that we actually, I don't know about you, but like I noticed this pattern, you know, going through school where I noticed that with age, like we basically reduce risk tolerance. Like we put people in less and less risky situations. We make them conform more and more to the point where the comfort zone becomes sort of a prison of their own creation. And it's kind of funny because it's like a prison that you have the keys to unlock and you could walk out of it at any time, but you just stay inside of it. I mean, that's kind of how I think of, you know, sort of comfort zones. Until you get out of it and you kind of realize, wait a minute, like these walls aren't even real. It's kind of, you remember the scene in Shawshank where, you know, that the first guy gets out, the old guy, and like, oh, you know, he became institutionalized. And then, what's his name? You know, Morgan Freeman is like, yeah, he's like, this is where I belong. I've become institutionalized. So it's like, you know, eventually those walls become comfortable. Like first you want nothing to do with them. And eventually they become so comfortable that we kind of almost become institutionalized in our own lives at a certain point. I mean, I saw that happen to me during COVID where leaving the house, just I got to the point where I became so comfortable never going anywhere. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It became like it's something I had to actively do when we decided to reengage.
Oh,
society,
I mean, that's one of the reasons Tim, you know, my roommate was like, dude, he's like, I know you. He said, if you don't move out of this house, you're going to just sit here in this basement reading and writing. You need to get out of here. And, you know, fortunately 100%. Getting back to Brazil, you know, was it risky? Not really, but you know, I think that's the thing. We really don't. I don't know about you. Like, what was your experience growing up with risk?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As creators, we're always on the move. Whether it's a live podcast event, a pop-up shop, or a workshop, we're constantly interacting with community, and that's where Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe comes in. Imagine this. You're at a live event, a listener loves your merch, or a participant wants to sign up for your course on the spot. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, you can accept their payments right there and then, right from your iPhone, so there's no extra hardware or no delays. Total game changer. It's not just for creators. Any business owner can do this. It's about making transactions smoother and much more personal, growing your business in your way. We've been using Stripe for our products and courses for a long time, and now, with Tap to Pay on iPhone, you can take your business to the next level too. So visit stripe.com/tapiphone to learn more. Remember, folks, with Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, your business is always at your fingertips.
Oh, my family was incredibly risk-averse. So, you know, everything, anything that I did that was off the beaten path was like, no, don't do that because you don't know what'll happen. And this is the funniest thing, like, I think to tell a kid, to suggest that somebody shouldn't do something because they don't know what will happen. Like, why would you try? Why is that a fear tactic that we want to use, right? Yeah. Just because you don't know what will happen, that should actually encourage you to do it so that you'll find out what happens, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's funny. I mean, I'm sure, like, I mean, I'm from an Indian family, like, risk aversion, you know, is pretty big. Like, it's kind of like, oh, right. That sounds risky. Yeah. I mean, my parents, so this is a story I've told before, like, the only toy that my parents would not buy for me that was actually within their means was a skateboard. And sure. This went on for like probably 7 months. I still remember to this day, I was in second grade, you know, one of those kids in our apartment complex had a skateboard and I would ride it all the time. And every time we'd go to like a Sears or something, I would go and I'd look at skateboards. My dad would be like, no. And I'm like, why? And the funniest thing, you know, this is so stupid. I always tell my mom, I was like, you realize how stupid this logic is now? My parents would say, kids who skateboard break bones. And I'm like, yeah. Now you have an adult son who skateboards, snowboards, and surfs. And you know what? Adults who snowboard break bones, and those bones don't heal. So, you know,
right.
Like, if you're going to have somebody take on a hobby that potentially might break their bones, let them do it when those bones will heal. It, you know, this is why I'm like on you to get your daughter on the mountain, because, you know, you'll be left in the dust, obviously. Me and your daughter will be flying down the mountain. It'll be like, where's my dad? It's like, yeah, he's stuck at the top of the mountain on his ass.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to do the mountain this season if you come out to the
we should. She's getting to that point where she can actually get on skis, right?
She hasn't had any lessons yet. Some of the friends in her, I mean, this is the whole like Colorado conversation, right?
Yeah.
Some of the friends in her daycare are already taking ski lessons. These kids aren't even 3 years old yet, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, no, dude, she's going to make you and I look like idiots. Like, give her, by the time she's five, I still remember, like, I was at this ski resort once up in Southern California, I think Mountain High, like, probably about 45 minutes from here where I'm at. And I remember this girl looks at her dad and she's like, come on, dad, you're dragging. You know, they're like the top of like this, like all these moguls. And she was just shredding it. And I was just like, damn, like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
that'll be your daughter, man.
Exactly, man. Well, it'll be good company to keep.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though, right, is that we discourage kids from taking risks. And like, you know, more and more as you get older, becomes less and less so. But you know what? I'm going to bring back a clip from an episode of The Unmistakable Creative that we did with Allison Trigger about risk. Take a listen to what she had to say about this.
If I was a parent, I'd definitely encourage my kids to take risks because it's the only way you're going to be successful and your life's going to move forward. And all this stuff about accepting when risks don't go your way, that's in being resilient or like really important life skills. Although easier said than done when you don't have children, encouraging people to take risks is also really scary, particularly if they are into physical risks. I imagine that must just be terrifying.
What are the risks that you're afraid of your children taking? I mean, I'm not a parent, so I think you're much more qualified to address this issue of parenting and risk than I am. Like,
yeah, this is a big question, right? I think for me, the biggest risk is physical when they're young.
Yeah.
But to your point, it's not permanent, right? But as a parent, you want to protect your kid from physical harm as much as possible. It's kind of like one of the core tenets, right, of parenting.
Yeah.
Right? Don't drop your kid on their head, right? And that's like day one. So there is, I think, some struggle with that. But at the same time, I can intellectually appreciate the importance of allowing them to take risk. But, you know, for me, I want to do it in a way that is moderately safe. Like, hey, for example, we were just talking about getting the little one on ice skates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Let's go ice skating. But maybe you're not going out in full hockey gear, but you're definitely going to have knee pads and elbow pads and a helmet, right?
Yeah.
So take risks, but also educated risks. But I think those are the big ones for me, you know, at least when they're young. When they get older, it's more about the bad decisions that they may or may not make in life. Like, you know, especially being the father of girls, I would hate for them to, to have an unwanted pregnancy early on in their young adult lives. Like, that would just be very hard, right?
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Well, and you have probably more experience with that than most people, right? Like, because you had kids unexpectedly so early. Yeah, that's such a like personal thing for you. So I could see why that would be such a big deal.
Right.
So I'm curious about this. So I had a boss right out of college, and I remember him telling me, you know, the first kid, like, you're very sort of protective. You're worried that, like, the second they hit their head against the wall, you're like, shit, this kid has a tumor. He has brain damage. And with the second kid, like, you're just like, ah, whatever, he banged his head against the wall, he'll be fine.
100%.
But the thing is that what's interesting with your dynamic is that you had the daughter as a baby, and now Sarah, for her, Sophia is the first kid. So
right.
Do you find a difference in the way that you both perceive sort of, you know, watching her take risks and freaking out about them? Like, do you tend to be more calm about them and Sarah tends to be much more protective about it?
Absolutely. So, you know, like you said, Sophia's my second biological child, where Sarah parented our first daughter since she was 8 years mm-hmm. old, but it was our second, you know, our second daughter, you know, from birth. And so all of this newborn and toddler stuff Sarah's doing for the first time. And there's definitely a different dynamic in the way that we grasp that, but I mean, or not grasp, but just the way that we interact with that.
Yeah.
She falls and bugs her head. And I think you probably get a pretty quick reaction from both of us, but Sarah might be a little more concerned, right?
So I'm curious, like, you know, watching your daughter kind of discover herself, because, like, you know, I know for kids, like, everything in the world is novel and new, and it's like they're literally experiencing reality for the first time. Like, What is it like to watch a kid that young take risks? Like, just silly things. Like, what have you seen your daughter do that is, you know, like small risks that she takes, like the chances that she takes, like day to day when she plays, like, you know, I'm curious.
Oh,
like,
man. The first thing that comes to mind is she's really into balloons right now. So we'll blow up a balloon in the house and she'll just like, she'll swat at it for hours, right? She will like jump on these things as if they are impervious to, you know, assault in general. And I hate balloons, right? Because I like just the popping, and it's like when you least expect it, it's like slams right in your face. Wait, and I'm just like, get that thing away from me.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Like, oh, man.
It's funny because apparently me and your daughter have this in common. My parents used to take me shopping when we were, you know, living in Australia. And they said the only thing I would ever ask for when we went to the counter at the grocery store, they're like, just buy this kid a packet of balloons and he'll keep quiet. That was it.
Oh, we just found this out like a couple weeks ago. So we bought one of those 100 packs of balloons.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, she's like, she gets a new one every couple of days and swats it around the house.
Does she blow them up herself?
Oh, gosh, no, she doesn't have the lung control.
Yeah, that's hilarious. So she must be like jumping off of couches and stuff to like, you know, try to break them.
Yeah, like basically just without regard to the fact that the balloon is, you know, going to at some point pop. Yeah. And for me, it's like, get that thing away from me. I'll play, you know, catch with you back and forth where you, you know, hit the balloon and keep it in the air, you know, that kind of thing.
Has she hurt herself yet?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, a couple times the balloon popped. She looked at me like, why didn't you tell me it could do that? Yeah. You know, like, what? And it's like, what? I was telling you to be careful the whole time. But, you know,
So this is something I heard from a friend who had both a girl and a boy. And it turns out, you know, when they talk to their pediatrician, it turns out like boys, like little boys tend to be much more ridiculous about this. They'll do crazy shit like jump off. She said her son would literally hop on the handlebars of his tricycle and jump off of them. So, for fun. Like, and I remember when one of my cousins brought her son over, he would literally stand on the coffee table and jump onto the couch. And I'm like, dude, what if you miss?
You know? Right. I don't care. I'm a boy.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the other thing is like, when you're that young, you're so limber. Like, you watch these kids. I've seen kids eat shit on the mountain. And they literally just get up and keep going. You know,
right,
I've seen
right.
adults take like a nasty fall and they're just there for like 20 minutes, like, you know, looking like one of those damn cartoons with the stars over their heads. Like,
right.
Yeah. What just happened here? But the thing that is interesting to me is that even though we say, you know, we encourage kids to take risks, I notice that like as they get older, we actually tend to discourage risk more and more. You know, mm-hmm. It's like the risk tolerance goes down. It's like, oh, don't do that. Do what's proven to work. Do what, you know, is going to turn out the way you expect it to. But, you know, the reality is that every decision in life is a bet with an unknown outcome. And yet we're like, oh, you know, like the risk of applying to college, it's like, yeah, don't apply to that college. You won't get in. Now, you know, I think that that's where we kind of have to talk about this idea of, okay, what is an intelligent risk, you know? And that's where I think we get confused, because I think there's this fine line between risk and recklessness. And I'm sure you and I have both crossed that line plenty of times. I know, sure. I have, right? Because I remember, you know, when it comes to my vices and all the crazy shit that I like to do, I would, you know, Tim and Matt were like, Srini has no concept of moderation. I was like, I have limits. And they're like, we've never seen them. You know? Like, okay, fair enough. Like, maybe there's a grain of truth to that. I mean, I think I have an unusually high tolerance for risk. I mean, you think about the hobbies that I've chosen. And apparently this is a very common thing with people who have ADHD. They tend to be they're risk tolerant. They're risk seekers and thrill seekers. Part of it is because I think that, you know, you need the stimulation that comes with taking risks. I think that that's why, like, just, you know, doing the same fucking thing every day is just not possible for somebody like me. I need the novelty of it. I mean, it's probably why I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to up and go and live in another country for the summer. The predictability of it all is, you know, too much it will just make me insane, even though, you know, you need some certainty, as we've talked about in previous episodes. But I mean, the thing is that this is such an important skill. And I think that, you know, one, we need to understand, like, what is our boundary for risk? You know, it is one thing, like having sort of, you know, what are the boundaries? Like, where do you draw the line of, okay, this is too much, or this is, you know, ridiculous? And then also understanding what, like, you know, we perceive as risks and what are real risks. So I want to talk about this in terms of, you know, taking intelligent risks. But there's another clip I wanted to bring back from that episode with Allison. Take a listen.
when we think about risk, we always think someone's a risk taker and it's this binary thing and you just take a risk to change. But really, you should always take a risk with a goal in mind. You take a risk for upside. That's why you do it. If you really want to increase the odds of risk will work out, the most effective way to increase the odds it will work out is to take a risk with a well-defined goal. And I find that's usually where people fail.
Interesting.
Yeah. As you guys taking your fair share of risks, what do you make of that?
Honestly, pretty good insight. I mean, come to think of it, I think a lot of the times that I've taken a risk, I haven't clearly identified the upside that I'm targeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess if you don't do that, how do you know if the risk is paying off or not? And how do you know if you should abandon that risk or not?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, absolutely.
Jumping off the coffee table onto the couch, the benefit of doing that is that I feel cool for doing it. That's not enough upside for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be worried if that was, you know, if you saw that as enough upside at your age, I would be very concerned.
Right, yeah. And it's not just the upside. I think it's the upside in comparison to the potential in the event of failure, what happens, right?
Yeah.
So upside, I feel really cool. Downside, I crack my head open on the floor, yeah. Right? Downside does not outweigh the downside. Yeah.
Okay. So let's take this back to like kids, right? So for example, you know, trying out a new hobby, trying it out at a new sport, there's this idea that, oh, I might, you know, suck at it. I might lose, or applying to college. You know, it's like the thing that could happen is that you might not get in. And yet I think what happens in a lot of cases, particularly when it comes to rejection, right? When we take a risk and we get rejected for taking that risk, we blow that the you know, sort of perceived downside out of proportion, right? Like, look, I mean, I don't know about you. I don't remember. The only college I didn't get into that I remember getting rejected by was Northwestern. And honestly, does it matter now? No, not one bit. Like, am I, you know, like, oh, do I still think to this day, you know, had I gotten into Northwestern, I'm like, the weather in Evanston sucks. It's always cold now. Like, and that's the funny thing, right? Is the moment a risk doesn't work out, you'll also find justifications for all the reasons it was a good thing.
I didn't really want to go there. The weather sucks.
It does suck. I mean, the weather is horrible. The one and only time I went to visit Northwestern when I auditioned for the School of Music, it was cold, raining, and I was just like, you know what? I'm like, I would hate it here if I'm being honest with myself. But the thing is that, like, we have this perceived idea of how risky is something. And often it's less risky than we think. And so this is what I call risk boundaries. Mine are ridiculous. They're a bit extreme. But I'm like, all right, if the thing you're going to do isn't going to lead to jail time, bankruptcy, or death, it's probably not as risky as you think it is.
Right. And I know you say that a lot, and I totally agree with that. But I think the thing, for me at least, is to compare the risk downside to the unique instance of upside, right? Of potential upside, right?
Yeah.
So like in my case, I know I've talked to you before about small bets when building a business, right?
Absolutely.
And so it's like, hey, I'm going to take a risk of spending $5 a day on these Google ads to determine if, you know, if there's a viable business model here. What's the upside? $1 million consulting business. What's the downside? $50 because I ran the ad for 10 days. Like, that is a no-brainer. Like, if you could bet in Vegas on those odds, you would do it all day long and walk away a billionaire.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, so by the way, Vegas is a terrible place to test all the ideas in this episode, because then you'll walk away broke. Just to be clear, we're not encouraging gambling. Gambling is a risk with, you know, the funny thing about gambling is it actually brings in all these cognitive biases. Like, apparently you end up sort of with escalating commitment. The funny thing is, the more you lose, the more you're likely to keep playing thinking you're going to recover. I only know this because I've literally lost $1,000 in a night once. And I was just like, all right, fuck this. That was the last time. I think that was the last time. I won't go near a blackjack table because I know my personality well enough to know that it's super addictive. And so I don't set foot near card tables when I did a speaking engagement in Reno. I haven't sat at a card table in probably 15 years because I like money too much to gamble.
The only card table I'll sit at is a poker table.
Yeah.
But like you, like, stay away from roulette, stay away from blackjack, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
Poker's a different game.
But Vegas is a great example of understanding risk at work and, you know, behavior that, you know, like that's again, so this is a great example of perceived upside versus real upside, right? Versus perceived downside versus real downside. Vegas, you have real downside, which is you're going to lose a shitload of money. You have perceived upside, which is going to win a shitload of money. And so you have to be really mindful of knowing whether, I think that really is how I would define, an intelligent risk is where the real upside is greater than the real downside. And stupid risks are the ones where the perceived upside is far less likely than the real downside. I mean, there's matrix of risks that you have to kind of think through and really understand, like, okay, is there really an upside to this, or am I just deluding myself into thinking there is? Like, playing the lottery is another example. Now, of course, playing the lottery ticket costs a dollar, right? But the odds of winning are like next to nothing. It's kind of amazing how many people play a game where their odds are close to zero of winning.
But it's because of the fact that it's so inexpensive to play, right?
Yeah.
Because the potential upside at that point, especially when it's like one of the super jackpots of like, $50 million or whatever. I don't even know how big they get these days.
Yeah, so you spend $1 to get $50
million. Yeah. Oh, man, for that day, you could brainstorm about what you would do with your $50 million.
Yeah.
It just like, daydream and all of that. And, is it likely to happen? No. But in my opinion, what you're getting when you buy a lotto ticket is a day for daydreaming that costs you a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so maybe
that's not bad.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do now is talk about risk tolerance at different stages in life and then talk about the four types of risks. And if you want to hear the rest of the episode, go to unmistakablecreative.com/backstage to subscribe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Have you ever felt a twinge of worry about AI taking over your job or diluting your creativity? Well, what if you could turn that fear into creative fuel? We've just published an amazing new ebook called The Four Keys to Success in an AI World, and this is more than just a guide. It's a deep exploration into the human skills that AI can't touch, the skills that are essential for standing out and thriving no matter how much technology evolves. We're talking about real differentiators here like creativity, emotional intelligence, critical thinking, and much more. Inside, you'll find actionable insights and strategies to develop these skills, whether you're a creative person, a business person, or just simply someone who loves personal development. This isn't a story about tech taking over. It's a story of human creativity thriving alongside AI. Picture this: AI as your creative co-pilot, not just as a tool, but a collaborator that enhances your unique human skills. The Four Keys ebook will show you exactly how to do that and view AI in a new way that empowers you instead of overshadows you. Transform your creative potential today. Head over to unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. Use the number 4, K-E-Y-S. That's unmistakablecreative.com/4keys. And download your free copy.